was that special treat. Roasted calf's meat. More festive than the vegetable stews I'm used to. The meal made me ponder whether I was cause for celebration. I sat cross-legged and tentative, wondering at the strangely friendly woman seated across from me. "I baked fig cakes for you," she said. "Hagar tells me they're your favorite." The dishes before me were a fragrant offering. My father's smile encouraged me to receive. So I lifted a fig cake to my lips and settled in for an evening's pleasure. Travelers. The midday heat boils me as if this goatskin tent were a cooking pot. Desperate for a blessed breeze, I stand at the entrance, and there, beneath a stand of trees, is where I find them. Three strangers, faces bright as sunshine, traveling toward the cities of the plain. Father runs to greet them, as if they're expected. Distant cousins, perhaps? On their way to visit Lot and other cousins I have yet to meet? Of the few blood relations we have scattered abroad, I've never seen Father bow to any, as he's bowing now. Who are these men my father deigns to honor? I strain but cannot hear what words pass between them. Suddenly, my hunger blots out my curiosity, and I duck back inside my tent in search of bread. Later, as darkness gathers, I find Father dining with the travelers, his ear attentive to proclamations I cannot hear. Something in me shudders, hoping time will explain the mystery of these three, of the hushed conversation, of the laughter pealing from Sarah's tent. Renewed promise. Angels, my father called them, the three men whose visit marked the moment Sarah took her love for me and rolled it like a threadbare carpet ready for the heap. No angels of mine, those three. God keeps his promises, they told my father. Soon, Sarah's shriveled body would bear a son. Sarah laughed, but my mother cursed, worried that the joke would be on me. Smoke. The faint smell of smoke wafts into my tent at dawn. The cooking fires have long been doused, so I rise to investigate. My nose leads me beyond the familiar oaks, where I meet Father trudging back to camp, upwind of Sodom and Gomorrah. Even in morning's dim light, he is clearly not the face of one who's just been promised a second son. He clamps a heavy hand upon my shoulder, wet and weary eyes staring into mine, and intones, "The cities of the plain have been destroyed."